is so we can interact with it like I do every single day. But that's a discussion for the future. I think testing is really in a good position right now, and I'd be happy to expand on some of the really good tests that are coming up.
How long has that person been in government?
Did serve in the previous administration.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Oh, I see. You didn't tell me that, John. You didn't tell me that. Did serve in the previous administration. You mean the Obama administration. Thank you for telling me that. See, there's a typical fake news deal.
You asked me when she was appointed. I told you when she was appointed.
You're a third-rate reporter, and what you just said is a disgrace, okay? You asked me, you said, sir, just got quick. Take a look at what you said. Now, I said, when did this person, how long in government? Well, it was appointed in the Obama administration. Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much. You will never make it. Go ahead.
I'm not going to tell you how many are in the stockpile, but I can tell you that we look at ventilators every single day and every single day and down to the hospital. So we have been able to meet an easier amount of all the ventilator requirements that can go out to our hospitals. No one has not gotten a ventilator.
And as far as we
know, Kip will sleep with your rifle. Kip will give your rifle a girl's name because this is the only pussy you people are going to get. Your days of finger banging old Mary Jane Hunchbot through her pretty pink panties are over. You're married to this beast, this weapon of iron, wood, and
officially opened with great fanfare on Friday, and still they're waiting at the Nightingale Hospital in the XL Centre for any of the beds to be used. Channel 4 News understands that the first 8 intensive care patients will be transferred tomorrow, but we also understand that many of the beds may never be filled. New modelling shows they may only ever need 300 at a time. Intensive care specialists have learned a hard lesson from Italy that the numbers who benefit from ICU and ventilation are lower than first thought.
What we've learned from our colleagues in Europe and from some early data in this country is that sometimes with this particular condition, people with extensive underlying illness and people who are older tend to do less well. And that's meant that our decision making has, if you like, the goalposts have moved slightly, and it's not always the right thing to do to put someone in a ventilator with COVID-19.
And today at the Downing Street Test Conference, they also said social distancing may be working for the number of people in our hospital.
Okay, that's
foul, huh? The big question is a widespread slowing down enough to make hospital admissions safer and then even free?
Is there any suggestion that maybe you won't need as many beds as the XL Centre at Martindale as you had expected?
If we end up in a situation where we have more ICU beds all the time during this epidemic than we absolutely need to deal with COVID and other areas, that would be that is something that is critical for our overall health.
It is part of the steep and distressing learning curve that has become this pandemic. So many questions still need to be answered. But here is my point. Barts Hospital in London is testing healthcare workers.
Use of this research is to design personalized risk scores for people based on their prior viral exposures or genetics. To detect the early stages of disease, to design to look at the immediate changes after infection with the prior blood samples so that we can help develop the antibody assays that are appropriately sensitive and specific, to check for the waning of immunity after an infection,
whether or not they want to recruit 1,000 healthcare workers. workers. And because this was set up with incredible speed, it took them 8 days, they've been fundraising to pay for the research. The traditional funding routes took too long. There is a feeling now of pressure building up. The warning that the peak of admissions could come around Easter time. Staff absences are still high. Two Royal Colleges estimating as many as 25% either self-isolating or infected.
We'll go into how you're going to wrap the deceased with as much dignity and respect to the families and to the deceased as possible.
These are specialist teams being trained to respond to suspected COVID-19 deaths in the community across London. Police officers, fire and health services staff, they will confirm the person's identity, that they are dead, and that there are no suspicious circumstances. This is sad but necessary plan, as it's now estimated that the number of people dying in the community is 30% of all COVID deaths. Today, London's Mayor Sadiq Khan said 10 public transport workers have died in the capital after testing positive. And on a daily basis now are reports of patients being transferred from hospitals because of a lack of capacity, of morgues filling up, and of equipment and structures that are
Anthony Costello, who's Professor of Global Health at the University College London and the former director of the World Health Organization. Thanks for coming on the program again, Anthony. Let's just start with one thing to clear up. You know, we heard the Prime Minister speaking to describe it as, you know, mild, and then it seems to be getting better, then it seems to be getting worse. It's just sort of the rhythm of the disease, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, he's got a very good team of physicians. I'm sure they're assessing him. They've obviously wanted to do some tests. But if he's feeling reasonably well, there's no reason why he shouldn't continue working. And I'm sure they'll come to the right decision.
But also, the fact that he might feel he's getting better one day, and then the next day he's going to get worse again. I've heard that described with quite a lot of patients.
Yeah, that
makes sense. Okay, let's move on to the wider picture then. I mean, he is the Prime Minister, and his mistress is at my age as well. There seems to be an awful lot of patients
in ICU in their mid-50s or younger. Have we basically sent out the wrong message from the very beginning of this disease by saying that it only really affects seriously, you know, people above the age of 65?
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously that if you're older, age groups, you are more at risk. But, you know, if we want to really suppress this disease, then I'm sure I'm clear to make progress today. There's been good progress with surge capacity and the social distancing program. But I'm really not clear whether this is a delayed I'm gonna go get some more.
We've been a bit slower, that's why our death rates are much higher than the Asian states. But we've got a public health system to do that, in fact. It was the influenza surveillance economy that got the first cases of coronavirus here. And I think that we need to mobilise now that we've got a much bigger problem than coming out to communities without primary healthcare teams. I think we've got environmental health officers trained in contact tracing. We've got 750,000 volunteers, many of them with clinical and nursing skills. So I think we can tap into that, even if we've been a bit late on the party. And then we can suppress it, and I think that's going to be a difference for the Labour.
But just to be clear, the government would say that it did start immunity policy some time ago, it's now all about suppression. You don't think that they've got there because they're not doing all the things they need to do in order to suppress the infection.
Well, I think they can boost it. I mean, I hope it's not clear to me because they stopped formal contact tracing on March the 12th. And I haven't heard them say that they'll reinstate that. Personally, I think that should happen over the next month. Because really what we want to focus on are the 3% of people who've got the infection or a contact, rather than closing the entire economy down and protecting the 80%. At the end of the time, I'm thinking that this approach to patient testing, isolation, and close following in the community is a much more effective and we should get the entire
What you're saying is that if you have a lockdown and you test but the danger of testing, there's no point to the lockdown because you're not going to solve the wider issue.
Well, you're not going to find all the answers. What we need to do is to monitor the PC in Korea and China looking for that they're doing. They are well aware that this may come back up. But because they've got their death rate as much lower, they've now got a mechanism to look for it.
Okay,
that is important. And we should be holding the
predict where we are 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. sign a declaration.
Night. This story is not yet finished.
Yeah. Sends a letter. Yeah. myself.
Thank you.
Our concern in the New York, New Jersey metro area.